Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rusty Kuntz. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting sixth. The DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Kuntz reaches second base with a double. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuntz moves to third. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kuntz scores. Ward moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie throws the ball into Molitor, who tags Hatcher trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ward scores. Gaetti scores. Harbeck goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 5. And the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Twins. Bob Gibson now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kuntz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. There goes Simmons trying to get to third. Kuntz throws the ball into Getty, who tags Simmons for the out. Ogilvie moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-1, Twins. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano strikes out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola juggles the ball. That's an error on Viola. Gantner moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Moore reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Twins. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cooper hits a line drive towards right. Brunansky catches it and throws to second to double up Moore. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Harbeck moves to second. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero misplays the ball. That's an error on Romero. Harbeck scores. Brunansky moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romero moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 3 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatcher moves to third. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatcher scores. Brunansky moves to second. It's 12-3, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gibson. Brunansky moves to third. Washington moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-3 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. Washington scores. It's 14-3, Twins. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Koontz takes first base on ball 4. Laudner moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-4 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Laudner scores. Koontz moves to third. It's 15-3, Twins. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Koontz tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 16-3, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Castano moves to second. Scott Ulger pinch hits for Kent Harbeck. Scott Ulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulger hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Houston Jimenez now playing shortstop. Darryl Brown now playing left field. Scott Ulger now playing first base. Ron Washington now playing second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti catches it and throws to first to double up Cooper. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 17-3, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 17, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a pop-up towards short. Jimenez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Koontz, who is chasing the ball. Gantner reaches third base with a triple. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards short. Jimenez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 17, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.